Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dario from the Time Flies podcast. I wanted to let you guys know, whenever I'm not recording, editing, or uploading a podcast, I'm listening to different types of podcasts. Headphone is a podcast app with different types of genres for podcasts. They have everything from romance to horror to comedy podcasts. And now if you use my coupon code TIMEFLIES10, you guys get 10% off their subscription price. I'm currently listening to Dracula Reborn, where Dracula is trying to raise a vampire army and conquer the world. Here's a clip from the podcast for you guys.
Mr. DaCosta, I appreciate your invitation for dinner. Yet, I notice there's no food.
Oh, my dear boy. It appears there's been a misunderstanding. You aren't here for dinner. You are dinner.
Remember to use my coupon code TIMEFLIES10 and check out the headphone app.
All right, I'm starting this off with a blast. I'm starting off just letting you know. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Well, damn, Dario.
Let's get it.
Carry on my wayward son.
Let me guess, you're offering up your own soul?
All you gotta do is bring Sam back. How long you get?
1 year.
Let Dean out of his deal right now.
I got a boss like everybody.
Who holds the contract?
I can't tell you. There's a new leader rising in the West. He doesn't like you very much.
Her name is Lilith.
I know about your deal, Dean.
And who told you that?
The demon that holds it. She holds mine, too.
She?
Her name's Lilith.
So this is Ruby, huh?
She's a demon, Sam. They want us dead. We want them dead.
What kind of blade could kill a demon?
Yesterday, I said there was no such thing.
Yellow Eyes had some pretty big plans for you, Sam. That you're special in that ESP vision kind of way.
No, that stuff's not happening anymore.
Black dogs are seeing hellhounds. Demonic pit bulls.
There's no way of saving me from the pit, is there?
No.
I don't want to die. I don't want to go to hell.
We'll find a way to save you.
Don't you cry no more.
You're gonna die. This is what you're gonna become.
Welcome to another edition of the Time Flies podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Dario. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I have a familiar face right next to me. But if you guys are listening to this episode right now, you guys are going to be able to hear a familiar voice. I got Sophie in the building. Sophie, what up?
What up? Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to be back.
It's not really been a long time since you've been on the recent episode.
No, I've been on recently. Yeah. So you guys, it hasn't been too long.
No, we just finished talking about the Blue Beetle. Check out that episode. Appreciate all the support. But in today's episode, we are continuing the review of one of our favorite shows, which is
Supernatural.
Carry on my wayward son.
Yikes.
But no more singing.
Please.
But you ready to go, right? Because you were telling me you had a little energy drink a little earlier.
I did. I drink myself. I'm good.
You're good. You're nice and up, and you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Got drink my Celsius drink, you know, my go-to energy drink, and I'm ready to go.
That's what I'm talking about. Dedication right there, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
All for you guys.
If you guys have tuned in to the previous Supernatural episode, you guys know that we're going to start breaking down the seasons. Sophie and I, we love watching Supernatural, and we were like, fuck it, we want to rewatch it.
Period.
And now that I have this podcast, of course, just an added bonus that we get to actually talk about it after rewatching it. So the last episode, we finished up talking about season 1 and 2. So this one, Sophie and I, we just finished watching season 3. We're going to talk about season 3. So to catch you guys up on it,
The ending of season two, Sam and Dean, they kill Yellow Eyes. But
about damn time.
Facts. But in the process of doing so, they let out a whole bunch of demons out and back into the world.
Yeah. So they're working double.
Exactly. That's literally what you said last episode. I did. They're working double time. So now
working double time.
The beginning of this season 3, they're basically redoing their work that they did for most of pretty much all of season two. They're finding out the demons that they sent to hell, and they're trying to find them to send them back to hell. But another storyline that's added into this season is, of course, Dean made a deal to bring Sam back, and Dean only has a year.
Which is a terrible deal.
It's a terrible deal. So now season three is basically they're doing not odd jobs. They're doing their normal jobs.
As well as
trying to find a way to get Dean out of his deal.
I feel like Sam, more so than Dean. Dean is kind of like trying to accept.
100%.
I'm gonna die.
Well, like, if you remember the first half of season three, Dean is like, "Yo, he's trying to put on the front."
Yeah,
he's like,
sure.
"I really don't give a fuck. I'm going to hell. I know what I did. Whatever." But it's not until I forgot what episode it is, but it's not until a specific episode where Dean's like, "Yo, I don't want to die, man. Like, I don't want to go to fucking hell. Please help me."
which was music to Sam's ears, because he was just like, "Finally, you could admit it, so we could like get to work and figure shit out."
Facts. Notes, baby. Shout out organization. Anyways, yeah, I mean, as far as the episodes, so it's interesting because season three is only 16 episodes.
Correct.
And the reason why.
This is the shortest season.
It is the shortest season. And the reason why is because this season three came in the smack of it was a writer's strike back in the day, which was, I think it was like, what, 2007, 2008, something like that, somewhere along those lines. I was talking to you prior to recording this episode, and I was telling you how the second half of season three, to me, is the peak of Supernatural as far as them finding their groove. Like, the second half of season three is like they find out exactly what to hone in on. Like, oh, this is what really works for the storylines, as well as like the fans, what they really engage with. They find that sweet spot of just finding out what works and fucking really catering to it. And then they put everything else to the side. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, like in real time, you know what they did? What they didn't really do in this season? They didn't really add characters to try and build this like serious relationship that Sam or Dean might have had with like a random ass character. Because by this time, season three, it's like most shows. By season three, that's where most shows get their gist and they get their flow of things. So I'm just saying that. So like, I'm just pointing out how this, that's another example of how Supernatural really found their groove. And they're like, okay, we don't really need to introduce all these other random ass one-off characters. Like, we have our core, Sam, Dean, Bobby, Ruby.
Yeah, and then they sprinkle in some, like Bella. Bella, she was introduced into the season.
Bella, shout out Lauren Cohan. Bella's introduced to the season. You want to explain to the audience Bella's character, if you will?
So I believe Bella is a thief.
Yeah, she's like a high con artist thief.
And she steals ancient artifacts, supernatural artifacts, and she sells it to the highest bidder. I guess there's a great market that she tapped into, and she's making a lot of money selling all these voodoo dolls and all these like Ouija boards and all that stuff. So that's Bella, and she really became a thorn in Sam and Dean's butt.
Definitely. And it's funny because rewatching this, there are certain characters where I have no recollection of, and Bella was one of them. Like, I totally forgot Lauren Cohan was in the show.
Oh, I did not forget about Bella.
And I totally forgot Bella, the character herself. And it's interesting, as we're watching this, because I'm like, I don't remember this character at all. So then my next thought process was, okay, I wonder how they write her off, because as we know, Lauren Cohan goes on to do Walking Dead. She goes on to do a lot of different things, right? Her profile has risen after she left Supernatural. So I'm like, okay, so how did they write her off? Because I don't remember anything. And throughout the season, we're always like, yo, like, do you remember them writing her off? Like, do you remember how they write her off? Does she like literally just stop showing up? Or do they kill her off? Yada, yada, yada. We find out that she makes a deal with a demon when she was like 14 or something.
Yeah.
Because she wanted her parents to die because her parents were physically abusing her, I believe. Oh, no, her dad.
Her dad. I guess her mom didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. So we find out that she makes a deal with a demon, and then within that, Dean finds out who carries his deal through Bella. Bella's like, I know who holds your deal, because she holds the same deal as me, and that's Lilith. We get a little bit more information, a little bit more background information into Lilith, hence Bella. But yeah, I mean, we're not gonna get into every single specific episode. We're just gonna get into some of the highlights. And one thing that I wanted to point out before I forget. So I said a little bit earlier, I said how the second half of season three to me feels like they really catch the groove of things. And I want to pinpoint, to me, episode 9 is when they really start finding their groove. Episode 9 is called Malleus Maleficarum.
Very Harry Potter.
And you want to give them the gist of the episode real quick, babe?
Okay, so Sam and Dean travels to Sturbridge, Massachusetts, and discover a coven of witches that has killed two people.
Yeah, they discover witches, which is interesting because I believe up until this point, we didn't really get any witches as far as like creatures or like supernatural things, right? So episode 9, and again, remember, it's 16 episodes. So episode 9, to me, is the beginning of like, damn, okay, they really find their groove. And within that episode, just like Sophia said, Dean meets Ruby for the first time. We think that this is the first time where Dean definitively says gank.
Gank? What's gank?
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead.
And Dariel kind of pointed it out. I never really noticed that he'd been saying gank. But
I don't know how you never noticed that. Because
I never noticed that.
That's like a thing.
I did not know that. What do you mean is a thing?
It's a thing within the supernatural community, like, you know, Reddit and all the internet blogs and all that shit.
Damn, I didn't know. I was just watching it, I didn't know that it was a thing.
So I remember when I mentioned it to you, I'm like, yo, I think this is the first time when Dean says gank, and you were like, so? And then do you remember me telling you that in one of the future episodes in the future seasons, there's an episode where they go back in time to get the ashes of the phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, they go back in time, and it's kind of like in the Clint Eastwood Westerns world, right? And Dean is like the sheriff, and he says gank as he's talking to someone, and the person, like, the episode like kind of stops, and the person is like, gank? Like,
interesting.
It's so funny because I always felt like that word was weird, but then like once I saw it on the internet blogs that everybody else had like the same consensus, I was like, okay, it's not me.
Because I was just like, I just never noticed the word gank. Okay, and I was when he told me about it, I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Gank.
Gank? What's gank?
But do you remember what we agreed to starting next season, what we're gonna do with the—
we're gonna start taking shots.
I don't know about shots, but we're gonna add a little alcoholic beverage to enhance the viewing experience, if you will.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Honestly, let's tally up how many times he says gank on
season four. Do you wanna like just do it for every season and see which season he says it the most, I guess?
Yeah. So yeah, the next time we do this pod,
we'll give you the tally.
The tally, and then we'll tell you how much he said it the first, the second,
yeah, gank,
and the third, and then so forth.
Ruby helps Dean and Sam out with the witches. We found out that Ruby was once human, and she was also a witch that went to hell, and then when she was in hell, it eventually turned into a demon. Okay, so then after that episode, the snowball just keeps rolling for me personally. Episode 10, Dream a Little Dream of Me. So this episode, Bobby falls into a coma, and we learn a little bit more background information about Bobby. And within Bobby's coma, he's in a nightmare, and within the nightmare, it's his wife. Yeah, it's his wife. His wife chasing him around, and we don't know exactly why, but we end up finding out that Bobby ended up having to kill her because she was a demon. And Sam goes into Bobby's head in order to save him. But of course, Dean gets in trouble. So then Sam has to go into Dean's head to save Dean. It's just like a fucking Inception. It's like a snowball effect.
Right.
But what's interesting within this episode, we get a little cameo from Lisa.
Yes, I feel like Lisa represents to Dean what could have—
exactly, because we get a glimpse into Dean's mind, into like what he wants. So then when Sam goes into Dean's head, Sam sees Lisa like she's in the middle of the grass of some, trying to have a picnic, and Lisa's like, hi Dean, like come over here. So Sam's looking at Lisa like, what?
Like what is she doing
like
here?
What is she doing? And like, this kind of looks very wholesome. Like, I didn't know Dean to be this kind of person. This is the episode where he realizes that he doesn't want to go to hell. Where he's like, yo, I need help.
Yeah.
Like, please help me. Bella helps Sam and Dean because Sam and Dean, they need some sort of like plant or some sort of like root in order to experiment with the dreams and go into Bobby's head. So they ask Bella for help, but and Bella tries to put on this like face of like, I really want to help Bobby. Like, he helped me out back in the day. Like, I'm not just a ruthless kind of person. But we end up finding out that Bella only wants to do it because she wants to steal the fucking colt, which she eventually does. Oh my gosh, she's so annoying, yo.
She was really, you know something? I respect the hustle.
I do too, but it's just like, yo, why can't you just be a good person? Like, why do you always have to have an agenda?
True, but then I...
Gank.
The thing gank is, her. If you're going to hell, what's the point?
What do you mean?
She was going to hell and she knew it. What's the point of being good? She was like, I might as well get all my shit and just live life. Like, I totally get Bella now that I know that she sold her soul. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what is wrong with her? Like, ugh. Like, you know, throughout the whole season, I was just like, ugh. You know, I liked her. I thought she was like a good, like, monkey wrench into like situations with the boys, right? But I was just like, ugh.
The boys. I'm dead.
The boys. But I was like, ugh, she's so annoying. Right, oh, right, my gosh. But Bella, whatever. You know, but now I get it. I mean, like, if I was in her situation, you know, fuck being good. Fuck being nice. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to live.
Fuck you, pay me. Period.
Mood. Okay, that's going to be my mood. Yeah, so I totally get it, you know? So.
So, okay. So going on to me personally with the fucking second half of season 3, finding his groove. Now, the next episode. This is my favorite episode, maybe from the first 5 seasons of Supernatural. I ain't going to hold you. But episode 11, Mystery Spot. I'm going to get right into it. The trickster comes up again. Sam and Dean, they think they killed him from season 2, but they didn't. He comes up again. And in this episode, I remember this episode specifically, watching it when I was rewatching Supernatural for the very first time. The episode starts off with fucking Dean getting killed. He gets shot by some random ass dude. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, really? Like, this is happening? As the episode goes on, we find out that the trickster is playing a trick on Sam. He puts Sam in kind of like this Groundhog Day situation where he's reliving Dean die over and over and over and over every day.
Every day. Imagine seeing your brother die every single day.
Yeah, that's super rough.
And I think Sam mentioned that he relived Dean's death for like at least 100 days.
At least 100. Yeah, it was 100 days.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And it is not just like Dean getting shot every day. He's dying in weird.
Nice. Yeah.
Weird.
A piano
ways.
Falls on him.
Yeah, he gets hit by a car.
A dog mauls him.
Right.
He slips
weird.
And he falls. Like, yeah. It's like the most random shit.
Any little different, anything that Sam does, like if there's any little change, Dean dies differently. It's very, it was very like, crazy. It was a really good episode.
A really good episode. And Sam, obviously, like as the days go on, at first, he's like, what's going on? But then as the days goes on, he's like, okay, I get what I'm in. And he's trying to figure out, like, how do I get out of this, right? And he starts doing this, but he figures out that he tries to do this, but if that doesn't work. So he's like, okay, let me do this. He finds out that doesn't work. He's like, okay, let me do this. Maybe it's this. So, like, it's such an amazing, like, just quandary of events that happens with Sam. And we eventually find out that the trickster is doing all this for one reason. He's trying to teach Sam a lesson. It's like, yo, Dean is your fucking weakness. You're Dean's weakness. As long as you guys are together, you guys are just doomed, basically.
Correct.
And I don't know. The episode was just so good because it was like a nice little curveball because up until this episode, episode 11 of season 3, every episode is the same. It starts off with like some random family in the middle of America. We hear like something in the attic. We hear like a phone call from a ghost. And then that gets the audience introduced into like what this episode is going to be about. But this episode, Dean is killed. I'm like, whoa. It was such a nice curveball. It was like such a nice refreshing take. And then I was like super hooked. I was like, okay, where are they going with this? And then on top of that, to throw in Sam reliving Dean dying all the time, trying to figure out how to save him. It just, and then the story of like, you need to figure out how to live life without Dean because at the end of this year, Dean's going to hell.
He's going to hell. And not only
it was
that,
so dope, man. It was so fucking dope.
But the trickster, he showed Dean what life would be like without Dean. I think he lived life without Dean for 6 months before he could find the trickster.
Oh, nice. Good fucking touch.
6 months.
Good fucking callback. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, Sam, just to dive a little bit more into that. Dean died in one of the instances. Dean dies.
For real. In this universe.
He meets up with Trickster, and Trickster's like, yo, I'm not bringing him back. Like, no, you're fucked. So then Sam goes on a 6-month journey of trying to locate the Trickster, and he's just like, I'm trying to locate the Trickster because he's trying to beg him to bring him back. Like, please bring him back. I'll do anything, please.
And then you see it, like, as a viewer, you great see fucking call, how yo. Sam is navigating life without Dean and how life would be for Sam without Dean, right? He isolated himself from people like Bobby. Bobby's been trying to reach him. He's isolating himself. He's almost living life like a robot. He's doing things pretty much the same, going from hotel to hotel.
He channels his inner Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator type joint.
Yeah, very robotic his life was. And you know what I mean? So you get a glimpse of how life is going to be for Sam without Dean.
So now the next episode, episode 12, episode is called Justin Bello. And in this episode, guess who gets reintroduced? We got fucking Agent Henriksen, who basically from the first 2 seasons, I think he was in season 1.
He made it his life mission to capture Sam and Dean.
But the reason why I like that character is because what Supernatural did very good was that, okay, we know the show's about two brothers going throughout the country trying to find these weird jobs of demons, killing the demons. But within that, they come across like real people living their lives, right? And within those people living their real life, you come across everyday things. You come across the cops. You come across security cameras who capture Sam and Dean killing some things on cameras. Like, some people are possessed by demons. They look human, but obviously Sam and Dean know that they're possessed. So it's interesting because, like, if you take a step back and just with common sense, it's like, yo, Sam and Dean, they're just running around the country, like, killing humans. It's like, they should be arrested.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, like, they add Agent Henriksen in season 2, I believe it's in season 1, but they add him to the show, and it's like, okay, this makes sense. Like, he wants to capture Sam and Dean because they're fucking, like, fugitives on the run.
Yeah, like...
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, in normal people's eyes.
Exactly, yeah.
They're criminals, obviously.
Yeah. So, the episode starts off with Sam and Dean. They're trying to break into Bella's apartment to try to find the cult. But Bella, being the smart character that she is, she's always
annoying,
like...
Annoying character.
Facts. She's always, like, one step ahead of Sam and Dean. So, she kind of, like, laid out a trap in her apartment. She's like, and then Dean calls her, and then Bella's like, yo, I knew you guys were gonna show up at my apartment, so I took precaution, and the next thing you know, the fucking, like, cops are just raiding in on her apartment, and that's where Agent Henriksen comes up, and he's like, boys, it's been a long time. We're finally back together. So he arrests Sam and Dean. They're in the middle of some wonky donkey fucking middle of the country, Indiana.
Wait, time out. I don't know what Remember the fuck. Remember when Sam and Dean called the cops on Gordon?
Sam and Dean called the cops on Gordon? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's season almost like 2. The same shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I was That's like, funny. Oh, okay. So the universe is doing a payback.
Right.
I don't know. But I was just like, okay.
So. I'm a touch on Gordon right after I talk about this episode. But yeah, within this episode, episode 12, so Sam and Dean, they're captured by Agent Henriksen. They bring them to, like, a local prison. And next thing you know, like, weird shit is happening. Demons are swarming the fucking prison. And Agent Henriksen is like, yo, what's going on? Like, I actually need your guys' help. Agent Henriksen is actually possessed for a hot second. And then Sam and Dean, they exorcise the demon. And that's when Agent Henriksen is like, oh, okay, you guys were telling me the truth all along from, like, 2 seasons ago. Whatever. And this is where we also get introduced to Lilith for the very first time at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the episode, Sam, Dean, Agent Henriksen, and a bunch of other people, they fight off all these demons. Sam and Dean, they drive off. Agent Henriksen decides to, like, as far as the world is concerned, you guys are dead. So, like, you guys don't have to worry about any more police being on your back. So then they leave. But then Lilith comes into the end of the episode. She burns down the whole prison. She burns down the whole prison because she's trying to get answers. And I guess they didn't want to cooperate. So she kills them all.
Damn.
So, and that's the end of Agent Henriksen.
Yeah.
That's the end of Agent Henriksen.
Why do you think they were closing off all these, like...
Thank you so much. Segway! So that's what I wanted to get into next. So season 3, what they also did, I was talking to you about this as we were watching the season, they did a, I don't know about a good job, but I feel like they made a very purposeful choice to close storylines that they started in season two. Like we just talked about, Agent Henriksen, but who else are we talking about?
Gordon.
Gordon, a.k.a. what's his name?
Sterling K.
Sterling K. Brown makes mm-hmm. a return in season three. So the last time we hear of Gordon,
he's in jail.
In season two, he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in jail because Sam and Dean put him in there, and now Gordon is trying to get other hunters to hunt Sam because he thinks Sam is like the fucking
Antichrist.
Exactly. He thinks he's the Antichrist, and he thinks he's going to bring on the apocalypse, which he's not wrong. But
true.
But yeah, but at this
but
point,
I feel like he's reaching at this point.
Yes, he is reaching because we don't have any concrete evidence
yet.
So anyway, so season three, he breaks out of jail and he continues his fucking mission, in which it was in season two, which is to hunt Sam down and kill him. But in the process, he comes across a vampire and he doesn't get bit. Because you actually put me on. You said the only way in the supernatural world that they're able to turn people is if the actual blood is transferred?
Transferred, yeah. Same like with Twilight.
Not I ain't gonna
like
hold you. The things I've seen growing up, Buffy, Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy.
I mean, those are quick, fad, but I feel like Interview with the Vampire. I feel like that was
That's with Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
I saw that once, but a long time ago, so I don't really remember. Yeah, so they bring Gordon back. And unfortunately, they close his storyline because I don't want to say he started popping. Maybe he did. Maybe he was.
No, I don't think he. No, he got a job at Army Wives.
Army Wives.
Lifetime that was Army Wife. That was like a legit, like he was like a regular. He played a husband. Okay. He was, I think it was like what, 5 seasons? He was in all 5 seasons. So are you going to do recurring or are you going to be like a featured actor in a show with like a legitimate check coming in?
Yeah. And of course we don't blame him.
Yeah.
He needs to live. So he's made a decision. It just sucks because like, he's a good actor too.
No, he is a good actor, but I felt like, they could only do so much with Gordon. He was just a crazy ass hunter, mentally ill.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like it was to Sam. A point where they would have killed him off anyways.
Sam, you're the Antichrist.
Stop.
I need to kill you, Sam. So intense, yo. Just like dead eyes, just like.
But they should have, you know, something like.
Dean.
A filthy fang didn't kill my sister. It turned her. It made her one of them. So I hunted her down. And I killed her myself.
You did what?
It wasn't my sister anymore. It wasn't human. I didn't blink. And neither would you.
Your brother's the Antichrist, Dean. And I'm gonna kill him.
No, he was.
Let's go, baby. I'm acting all day.
You are. He was a psychopath. That's just what it is. I mean, like, if he wasn't a hunter, he would have been a serial killer. I'm dead. Dead ass, though. He's crazy. And then
Sam and Dean would have hunted him just because he was crazy, not even because he was a supernatural.
Like, honestly, sometimes, and I always say that, like, people are truly evil. And I know that Sam and Dean have like this moral code, don't hurt humans. But sometimes
people got to get got, but they also got to get ganked.
Ganked.
Gank? What's gank?
Like Gordon needed to be ganked and they should have been like, you know what? This guy, he is a danger to society.
Facts.
And we need to get rid of him.
And they end up killing him off because he's a vampire, Sam and Dean.
But
they
need to get Gordon off his back. But you're not giving Gordon... Like
what? Tell me if you feel I'm not doing something. Then right. Go ahead, girl. It's you, huh?
All right, right. So when we get
your shit off, man.
I'm dead. So when we get introduced to Gordon, we find out you know how there's always a story of how hunters are. How do they become hunters? Right.
I like that.
You know what I mean? So Gordon, his sister.
Yeah.
Turned into a vampire, and he made it his life mission to find her. And he hunted her down and killed her. So that was the reason why he became a hunter, because he saw vampires literally, you know, turn his sister into vampires, right? So full circle moment, you know, Gordon ends up being a vampire. Mm-hmm. So he shared the same fate that his sister did. And it's just like, it's an interesting way for the writers to, you know, close up Gordon's story with him turning into the very thing that he hates the most. He despises. despises vampires, and for him to turn into a vampire, I think that was crazy for the writers to do. And I was just like, damn, you're gonna die as a vampire.
You're gonna die. I love that.
That's crazy.
I love that breakdown you just did.
I'm just saying, that to me was just like, that's the way you close out a character that's been a pain in the ass. Okay.
Facts. So that was what? That was episode. Yeah, that was episode 12. The next episode, not really a favorite or one that I like, but we gotta shout them out. The next episode is the Ghostfacers. They make a reappearance. It's like a placeholder. But I don't know. I just like those two characters, and they just add like a different side to Supernatural, a little bit like levity to it, where they don't take it too serious, and they make fun of like their own genre a little bit, if you will.
Of course. It was a cool buffer episode. Normally, when we watch buffer episodes, we're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Speaking of buffer episodes, there was one in this season where I was like, you didn't even watch it because you were sleeping.
Oh, the Christmas one?
Yeah, sorry to rat you out. Yeah. But yo, that episode.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Oh my God. So I'm not sure, but I think this might be one of, if not the only episode where Supernatural tries to tie in a holiday episode, because it was the episode they basically hunting like a Krampus. It's like an evil version of Santa. And they find out all the lore behind it. He eats people, yada, yada, yada. But this episode aired originally around the holiday time. And I don't really remember Supernatural doing that. I don't really remember doing something with Thanksgiving, with Easter. I do remember they did an episode with like St. Valentine's Day. And they actually had like an episode focusing on Cupid.
Okay.
That was like in the later seasons, maybe like 6 or something. I don't know. But it was just interesting. And then that episode, I was just like, yo, this episode was horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, it was literally a buffer episode. There was no revelations. It was just like them dealing with those two. They were like, what, gods?
Honestly, it was so bad that I try to like forget about it. Like, well, I don't remember.
Whatever. I mean, it was just like, it was like nothing. Yeah, they could have done without. Like, honestly, like, if you were watching that season at that time, you could have missed that episode.
100%.
Didn't miss a thing, honestly.
100%. So, one episode I want to get into before we start talking about the season finale, obviously. Episode 15, Time is on My Side. So, this is a little bit of a placeholder episode, if you will. But this one has a little bit more... there's a little bit more importance to it. So, basically, Sam and Dean, they come across... kind of like a Dr. Frankenstein type person.
You know something? You saying that is a little bit of a buffer episode, but I kind of enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting.
No, I enjoyed it too. And the reason why is because it ties into Dean's problem. So Sam and Dean, they run into this Dr. Frankenstein type of person. And then Sam is like, yo, like, let's hunt this guy down. But while we hunt him down, let's find out how he's able to do it, because this could be the answer to your problem. Like, we could find out how to make you live forever. You don't ever have to die, meaning you don't have to go to hell. Dean is tempted, but he ends up making the decision. He's like, yo, I don't want to live like that. Like, no, let's just fucking gank.
Gank? What's gank?
Let's just gank him real quick. But another reason why I wanted to bring up this episode is because the episode starts off with Sam and Dean. They're trying to get information. They're trying to get more information about Lilith. And they're torturing a demon. Who's the actor playing that demon?
Uncle Phil.
Uncle fucking Phil from Bel Air, yo. I fucking love, like...
And he had hair.
He had hair. I'm dead.
I couldn't believe it. I think I called it, didn't
I? You did.
I?
No, you did.
I was like, time out. I was just like wiping my eyes. I'm like, don't tell me that's who I think it is.
You did. I didn't believe you at first, but then like as the scene kept going, I was like, oh shit, that's Uncle Phil.
And he looked so young and everything. I was like, okay, Uncle younger. Phil.
It's just, I love those moments when like you're watching like the super earlier seasons and you're like, oh shit, this person. Oh shit, that person. That shit is hilarious.
I love that.
But also a little bit of importance, we got to mention, I think you know where I'm going with this. Go ahead.
Rufus.
Yeah. Mumford.
Yeah, you know something? He's one of my favorite reoccurring actors that's in Supernatural. Like, I know he was in the series here and there. He has some sprinkle appearances throughout the season, right?
Yeah.
But I completely forgot how he was introduced.
Me too.
Into the Supernatural world, and it was a treat to see how he entered. And Bobby was like, "Oh, I know this guy. Like, yeah, he's okay. Like, we have little issues here and there." I was like, "All right, they established
right on that
Bobby and him don't get along. And
don't get along.
It's interesting because they keep that going throughout the series.
Right, which I love.
Every time Rufus is brought up and Bobby is somehow like maybe within him, next to him in the same scene or whatever, there's always that play on the relationship of like they tolerate each other, but they don't like each other. So it's always interesting.
And
but
it's
yeah.
so funny because Rufus, he reminds me of like this old, I don't know, he reminds me of my dad. Like,
I was literally going to
so
say your dad.
Old school. He does. He reminds me of my dad. So old school. Always not negative, but always have something to say. Something like, well. Yeah, and I'm just like, yep, that's my daddy. Rufus is my daddy. If my dad was a hunter, it would be Rufus for sure.
Rufus is a real one. So yeah, we get introduced to Rufus. And this is the episode, like we were talking about earlier, this is the episode where we find out that Bella made a deal with Lilith, and that Lilith is coming to collect in this episode. But I did, this is one of my notes that I wrote down that I want to highlight. So what I said was, I literally wrote, it just feels like Bella's backstory was a little too convenient. Up until this episode, Bella's backstory was just basically her being a con artist. We never heard anything of her making a deal with a demon or being connected to the supernatural. And then all of a sudden, she's thrown into the whole supernatural lore. And I remember writing that down because I might be reading way too much into it, obviously. But I just felt like the writers, they were trying to find a way to connect Bella's backstory with Dean's story. And I was like, oh, and the writers were like, oh, okay, let's just make Bella make a deal with Lilith, and that's how Dean finds out that Lilith is the one that holds her contract. And I don't know, it just felt a little too easy to me.
Well, it could be a reach, but can you blame the writer strike for that? Maybe.
Yes, I can. I'm a fan. I could blame anybody. This is my podcast, damn it.
I mean, no, I feel like if there wasn't the writer strike, who knows? Maybe Gordon would have been in the next season. Maybe we would have gotten the original Ruby in the second and the next season, or Bella would have been in the next season. I felt like they didn't know what's to come, because I remember like Supernatural was always in the chopping block for getting canceled
in the earlier seasons.
I remember. Really? So I feel like they were just closing things out just in case.
I'm convinced, man, they were like, yo, let's just try and get into the end of season 5. Let's just fucking let's just do anything we can, just because Eric Kripke, he was with the show up until the end of season 5.
Yeah.
Season 6 on, it was different,
because you have to understand, like, you know, I feel like Supernatural, it started out on Thursday nights, then they moved it to Tuesday nights, then they moved it to Friday nights. It was one of those shows where they were moving the show around. And Supernatural have like this really core, hardcore fan base, you know what I mean? And
Sammy,
fans kept
saying
the show.
Sammy,
yes. So I feel like the writer's strike honestly really played a factor with all these characters getting got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, like, I would have loved to see Ruby, the original Ruby, played by, I feel like her name is Katie Cassidy.
It is. Nice.
I liked her. I really,
The dome, baby.
I know. Who am I?
Who am I?
So I felt like she was a really good character. I felt like they could have done more with Katie, who plays
Ruby.
Ruby.
I just asked you this before we started recording, but who's the second Ruby after her?
It's Sam's wife.
Right. Okay. And then
do you know her no. name? She didn't capture the essence of Ruby. It was like two different people.
Man, let's just cut to the shit. She got the job because she was fucking with Sam. That's it.
Was she really? Or did they meet in the show?
Let me take that back. So we don't know.
Speculation.
We don't know if the plan was, we don't know that if they hired her
allegedly
to play Ruby and then Sam and her clicked, or Sam and her clicked prior to her even fucking shooting the first scene.
Right.
So we don't know. But we got to keep it real.
She ain't no
Ruby. The way it feels very like Sam is like, yo, she's going to be Ruby or I'm leaving the show.
Ew.
I don't think it was that bad.
The original Ruby to me, like, I felt like Katie, I feel like they dropped the ball with her.
Well, of course.
Like, you see how Castiel was like, a staple, like, throughout the season?
Yeah, but also you also got to take into consideration what we just talked about with Gordon. maybe there was a possibility that Katie had an opportunity to do a show, you know, and it was a consistent check. Like, she was a series regular instead of being like, okay, you're gonna show up for two episodes here,
that's an episode true, here. But I feel so, like, you know? The writer's strike really was like, all right, guys, we're not gonna keep you. You know, but if they had like a, yeah, like we could see you doing this and that and the third, I felt like they would have stayed. Like,
maybe
Supernatural was a cool show. You know,
Who's the one that you said they brought back? They bring back Meg. It's a different person.
The person that's going to play Meg in the later season is the ex-wife of Macaulay
Culkin.
Yeah. That was his first wife.
You don't remember her name, her real name?
No.
I'm sorry, guys. We didn't do all of our homework, but whatever.
I'm dead ass. Like, that was his first wife, and I think she was married to him while she did that part.
All right, we'll see.
And then he dated Mila Kunis, and now he's married to Brenda Song, and they have two kids.
Yeah. All right. So going back to Supernatural, I want to talk about the season finale. Season finale is a really good episode. Everything culminates into one. Basically, Dean's time is up, and fucking the Hellhounds come to collect. But within that, Lilith actually possesses Ruby. Yeah, it's funny though, because Ruby is possessing the human, right? But then Lilith takes over Ruby, who's possessing the human. So it's like a fucking layers on top of layers on top of layers. That's how I'm looking at it right now. But Lilith, basically, she meets Sam. She has Sam pinned against the wall. And then she's like, I've been waiting a long time to meet you. Dean, meanwhile, is like, he's like on a table and he can't fucking move. And the next thing you know.
Yeah, the hound dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lilith brings the fucking hellhounds in and Dean gets ripped to shreds. Poor pretty
guy.
Graphic.
Yeah, poor guy. It's a fucked up way to go. Bella met that same fate too. Damn.
Oh yeah, facts. We don't get to see it on screen, but it's insinuated. But what I also want to highlight is, okay, so Dean dies. Dean dies. And then I think Lilith tries to kill Sam, right? Yeah. She tries to like shine a light on him or some shit, but we don't see exactly what happens. So she's shining a light on Sam, who's pinned against the wall, and then 2 seconds pass, and the next thing you know, we see Sam kind of like just waking up, and Lilith, the vessel that Lilith is possessing, she's like passed out on the floor. So we don't really get to, we don't know what happens. It's insinuated that Sam kind of can't be killed.
I feel like in past episodes, Ruby mentioned that Sam has a bomb in him and he should use it.
Good call.
And
good call.
I feel like, and I don't want to go into the fourth season because we saw the first episode of the first season.
She's lying. We saw the first two episodes.
The first two episodes? Was it really?
Yeah, we saw the first two episodes. So, yo, we're trying to keep up, baby. Time flies all day, you heard?
So I understand what Sam did because it was kind of explained in those two episodes. And should I say it or should we just keep it? Okay,
no, we gotta wait. They gotta wait.
All right,
that's how you tune in, baby. So, get the ratings up, get the views up, you heard?
I believe Sam can be killed. It's just he did what he had. He did something that Ruby said that he has, but
right,
which is the bomb.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we talked about all that, now we gave you the highlights, we gave you the heavy hitters of season 3. I kind of mentioned this already, but I want to highlight just one of our favorite episodes of season 3. Mine is the trickster episode, which is called Mystery Spot, where Sam relives Dean dying every single day over and over and over. So this was a category that I wanted to talk about because I had a favorite episode. But then when I brought this question up to you, what was your answer to a favorite episode of season 3?
I had none.
That's crazy to me. You don't have one favorite episode?
No, but I feel like season 3 was one of the best seasons from season 1 to season 3. It's out of the 3 seasons that we watched so far, season 3 was the best. Collectively. And consider,
I can't agree with you on that.
Time out. Considering that they had the writer's strike and there was only 16 episodes and it did feel rushed, but just alone introducing Ruby into season 3, I felt like that really helped the whole, and Bella, I felt like those two female leads for that season really helped carried the season. You might disagree.
I definitely don't feel like it was a bad season, but the thing is
you do not think that from season one to season three.
I want to say season three is the best, but I can't. And the reason why I can't is because to me, the second half of season three, and it's not even the second half. I just did the math. It's episode 9, 10, 11, and 12, and then episode 15 and 16. So to me, it's 7 episodes out of the 16. So that's basically half.
Okay, yeah.
The second half of season three is the best of season 1, 2, and 3, but it's not even a full season. That's why I'm like, I can't even call it the best season because it's not even a full season. If we're comparing season 1 and 2 to season 3, I still can't say 1, 2, or 3 are the best. If a gun was to my head, yes, I would say season 3. But the only reason why I'm saying that is because the second half of season 3 has 7 episodes that completely just the peak of Supernatural. Like I keep saying, they found their groove, they find what works, and they stick to it. But it's only 7 episodes. If it was like fucking 13, mm-hmm. 14 of 16 episodes, then yeah, season 3, hands down. But it's only 7 episodes. So to answer your question, black and white, very easy, not to make it so technical like I always do. Season 3, the best one so far. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I felt like the first half, because I had to go, check the notes to, you know, kind of read through the episodes that we saw in the first half. The first half, we saw a lot of Gordon scenes, and I felt like any, like, episode with Gordon was a really good episode.
But see, the thing is, Gordon, in the first half of season 3, we only get, like, one scene because he's still in prison. He's not even a part of the episode. He's like, it's like a quick update as to what he wants to do with Sam.
He's in episode 7, Fresh Bread, where he turns into a demon and he got that.
No, that episode, it's entirely him. Episode 7 is entirely him.
Right, which is a really good episode, by the way. It is.
But I feel like early season 3, like episode 2, episode 3, there's like one scene where Gordon's like in prison and he's talking to his hunter friend and he's like, I need you to kill Sam. And that's it. So it's like Gordon's not even like in those episodes to me.
I don't know, because I was enjoying the first half of the season as well. You know, just getting introduced with Ruby, Bella, you sprinkle in Sterling K into this. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're dramatic.
Of course, I'm super dramatic. I'll be the first one to tell you. But, you know, I like talking.
I'm dead. But I don't know. I felt like the first half was good, too.
Season 3, episode 3. I got it right here. Bad Day at Black Rock. Gordon gets reintroduced in this episode. From prison, he gets another hunter to agree on trying to kill Sam. Gordon thinks Sam is the reason why the gates of hell open and is the center of everything. That's it. That's it, episode 3.
True, but we get introduced with Bella at this season 2. And Bella, just alone, she's a good actress, Lauren Cohen. She's a good actress. And I enjoy every episode that she's in. I enjoy it. Yeah, she's annoying. And I like that. That was a really good episode because Bella was in it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Bella right now. We're talking about Gordon.
True. No, we're talking about the first half.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
You know what I mean? And then it was the Lucky Foot Rabbit episode, which was a good episode.
It was cool.
Come on, man. Like, yeah, I gotta defend.
I like you defending. I wanna hear your opinion.
I enjoyed the whole season. I felt like the second half shit got real, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed season 3. I enjoyed the first half, but the 7 episodes in the second half of season 3 is just, it clears season 1 and 2. All of season 1 and 2. Every episode in season 1, every episode in season 2, the 7 episodes in the second half of season 3, it fucking clears to me. That's how good those episodes are to me.
Okay.
That's how good those episodes are to me.
Interesting.
Oh, and now that I'm re-looking at my notes, interesting. Episode 2 of season 3, the kids are all right. Lisa and Ben are finally introduced.
Right, that was Dean's ex-girlfriend. I think it was one of those girlfriends where he just had a quick fling.
It was a quick fling in the weekend, and Dean is horny and he wants to fucking relive it. But then, when he goes and finds Lisa, he finds out that Lisa has a kid. And most of this episode, Dean is like, "Yo, that kind of looks like me. His mannerisms are mine. He's
shitty. Yeah, like he was a he's like Ben is literally like a mini version of Ben of Dean.
Yeah, Dean is the whole episode. He's kind of shitting bricks, and he's like, "Yo, did I actually like father this kid?" And she ends up telling him like, "No, it's not yours. You're fine."
You can see the disappointment in Dean's face.
Yeah, he's like, a little disappointed. Yeah, he's a little disappointed.
I kind of like this kid, and you know, I felt like Dean was in his mind, he's like, hey, maybe a little piece of me is in this world. I think he would have been okay with it.
It's so interesting, though, because Lisa and Ben, I remember season five is when everything culminates, where, you know, we'll talk about it later. But one of the aspects of season five is Dean coming to grips that he has to do something very, very bad in order for like the rest of civilization to live on. And within one of the episodes, he goes to Lisa's place and he's like, listen, like, I'm about to do something extremely bad, but I just want you to know that, like, if I were to have a normal life, it would be with you. And it's just like, I just remember the importance that they put on Lisa's back. Like, if Dean could have the happy life, like, it's fucking Lisa and Ben. And as we're watching these earlier seasons, I'm always, my eyes always on like Lisa and Ben. I'm like, okay, let me see like how far along they introduce her. Let me see like if they progress the relationship between Lisa and Dean to get to that point. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if they build it to the point where it's like Dean saying like, yo, like I'm going to die, but like if I was to stay alive, I want to fucking marry you. Like that's intense.
It is intense, but it's so weird to me though.
It is very weird. That's
why I'm like, it's just a girl that he fucked like.
Yeah, and that's
randomly.
Yeah, and
I feel like
I don't know how I feel about it because I feel like the writers are like, okay, let's just find someone and like, okay, Lisa, you're it.
No, it's just I feel like I don't know.
Talk your shit, girl, eh?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, Dean just wants a normal life and Lisa is just convenient.
Damn, you gonna do it like that? She's convenient.
Yeah, it was, you know, she has this great kid. It could have, would have, should have. I mean, you know.
You know what's really interesting? After season six, I want to say, I don't think she's in the show anymore. It's just fucking. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't like it. It's inconsistent. It's like, okay, let's build her up. Okay, like, okay, now the audience knows that she's such an important character, but then, like, after a certain point, it's like, okay, you're gone.
Man, was she really?
Fucking hate that shit,
I think Supernatural fans are smarter than that. Honestly, I didn't really think that Lisa was important.
Babe, I'm telling you, I'm gonna make it a point, especially now that we started season four. And by the way season four starts off is insane. But anyway, as we're watching these episodes, now that we're getting closer to the end of season five, I'm always gonna bring up. I'm like, listen, whenever Lisa pops up, I'm like, pay attention. Let's pay attention to Lisa whenever she's on screen. Because by the time the end of season five, I want you to see how important they put the fucking relationship between her and Dean. It's so important.
Okay, whatever. We'll see. Honestly, I'm gonna watch it. It's gonna refresh my memory. We'll see. Because honestly, I feel like Lisa represents something that Dean wants, and it could be any girl. It could have been Brandy that he fucked up like in college or like in his
Moesha?
Early.
To no, Moesha?
No, like I'm just saying any name. It could have been Brandy who had a child named Ben. It could have been Melissa, whatever the case may be. I feel like. Yeah. Lisa represents what he wants, like with anybody. Like, I want to be married. I want to have a kid one day. I want the happy ending. I want that. I feel like Lisa is just like, she just represents what Dean wants. I don't think she means anything.
Right. And now that we're talking about Dean's love interest, if you will, you know what I just noticed? Joe and Ellen, they're not in the season.
You're right.
They're not in the season at all. Which is interesting.
I wonder when they're going to pop up again.
They do pop up again, but like, this season, not at once. It would have been in my notes.
The writer's strike.
That's crazy. The why. Yo. Jesus. All right. Yo, we talked a lot. Season three. We love it. We're going to continue to do it.
Yes, yes.
But for this episode, we're going to put a pin in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, I just want you to give an update to the listeners and viewers. Tell them where they can reach you. Tell them the type of content you're putting on. Tell them how you're blowing up, eh?
Oh my god!
You about to get signed and shit, eh?
A girl could dream.
Tell
right?
them how all these marketing companies are emailing you and texting you, eh?
Stop! Not really.
tell the listeners and viewers where they can reach you.
You can find me on YouTube, Sophia Roses, where I do wellness and lifestyle, beauty, whatnot. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram.
TikToker.
Yes, Sophia Rose underscore Lee L-Y. You can find me on both. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. So, Sophia, before we wrap this up, I want to say thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for giving me your energy on recapping season 3 of Supernatural.
Thank you for having me. And I could talk Supernatural all day. You heard? You see, I hang out with Dariel too.
I'm rubbing
much.
Off on you.
Yes.
Rubbing off on you. So what? Now we got 12 more seasons.
Oh my gosh.
We got 12 more seasons. And yes, we are going to go until the finish line because you got to watch the end of Supernatural. We've been in this shit for too long. You got to see it through.
I wonder how long it's going to take us, guys.
Yo. I don't even want to think about that. That's going to be too long.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, again, thank you so much for your time and energy. I really appreciate you doing this. I love the energy. I love the conversation that we have about Sammy.
Sammy.
I'm dead.
And Dean. As far as time flies, you guys know the drill. All the links will be in the description below. All social media. As you can see throughout this episode, you know, I was sporting a little, you know, Time Flies merch. You heard? Little Time Flies Shia gang. You heard? That link will be in the description below.
Where's my shirt?
The blank Gordon stare into
you're
the camera.
You're such a good boyfriend.
I give you a hoodie though. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, I take back everything I said.
Thank you.
I do want my Shia shirt.
I got you.
Yay.
You gonna rep it?
Why not?
Because the first time I showed you the Shia shirt, you were a little like, yo, no one's gonna rep this Shia the Buff shirt. And I think you said that verbatim.
I did.
I'll give you one.
Want one.
You're gonna rep it though, right?
Why wouldn't I?
I'm just saying. I just gotta check.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, yeah. All the links will be in the description below, as well as the Shia shirt right here. If you're watching this on YouTube, please remember to hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment. Tell us if you're watching this. Let us know one of your favorite episodes of season 3. If you're listening to this on any of the podcast streaming platforms, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It'll always be a big help. And until next time, we're going to check you guys out on the next episode of the Time Flies podcast. And we out. Gang,
peace.
Gang, gang.
Peace.
We out. Peace.
Time.